Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Governor, the Associated Press did its own count and found more than 4,500 recovering COVID patients from hospitals were released into nursing homes under the state directive that was in effect for nearly two months. What did your state survey numbers show on this? And why, 2 weeks after the survey, are you not releasing the results of the survey?
We had 68,000 hospitalizations. So the 4,000 number would be a subset of that. And I don't know what information we have that we haven't released at this point. Do you know?
No, I don't think there's any information that we have that we haven't released at this point. But I just want to reiterate once again that the policy that the Department of Health put out was in line directly with the March 13th directive put out by CDC and CMS that read, and I quote, nursing homes should admit any individuals from hospitals where COVID is present. Not could, should. That is President Trump's, CMS, and CDC. So I know that there's been a lot of discussion on this topic. There are over a dozen states that did the exact same thing, many of whom were concerned about hospital capacity. At the time, everybody remembers the projections were well into the 140,000 hospital bed range, whereas we started out with, I think it was about 50,000. And so obviously any death is an unfortunate death, but and even when you look at in comparison to other states, New Jersey has 5,522 confirmed nursing home deaths, whereas New York is 3,094, Massachusetts 3,755, Connecticut 1,487. It's been a national and international tragedy that everybody has had to grapple with, and it is something that we're trying to learn from every day and move forward.
Yeah, actually, let me just comment on that. Look, we're in a political environment here. I get it. I understand it. I'm a big boy. I can say all day long, I refuse to politicize this discussion, and I have not, and I will not, because I represent Democrats and Republicans and independents and atheists and short people and tall people, and the politics makes no difference to me. I have no political agenda. I have no political aspirations. There's no politics here. I can say that, but we're still in an election year and people are still playing politics and this is a hyper-partisan environment. To the extent people want to politicize this issue and Republicans are saying, well, New York did this, New York followed the president's agency's guidance. So that depoliticizes it. What New York did was follow what the Republican administration said to do. That's not my attempt to politicize it. It's my attempt to depoliticize it. So don't criticize the state for following the president's policy.
Of those patients coming into nursing homes had absolutely nothing to do with the high number of infections and deaths that we've seen in New York.
We've gone through the infection rate many times, and there's nothing has changed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.